Have you been thinking about creating an online course, my friend? I'm so excited about this topic because I think it's such a huge opportunity for most yoga and wellness entrepreneurs. You have the chance to increase your income and invite more freedom and flexibility in your life. You also get the chance to step up and make a bigger impact and help more people. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reiker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. I just looked it up and it's really already 3 years since I launched my first online course. Since then, I've launched 3 more courses and a membership and taught over 300 paying students. And I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I love everything about online education. I love learning with courses myself and I love teaching through them. I also love the business model of online courses. You create something one time and then you can sell it again and again. I mean, who wouldn't love to earn money in their sleep, right? So that should get you interested in online courses right here. Because I know that so many yoga teachers and coaches and people in the wellness industry struggle financially. It's hard making a living selling your time for money and it doesn't give you a lot of freedom, for example, to take time off to go traveling or to take care of your family. So an online course might be in the back of your mind already. But you might feel a bit intimidated by the whole process of creating an online course, and that's perfectly understandable. I've been there myself, I've really been. And I've learned that organization is the name of the game when it comes to creating and launching your course. You really want to have a plan. And if there's one thing that I know really well, it's to keep things organized. That's why today I want to share with you a step-by-step roadmap to create an online course to check things off. Are you ready? So let's dive in. Step number one is to decide on the big picture. You want to come up with a course idea that's aligned with your goals and what your audience needs. So it's time to brainstorm. Here are 3 questions to help you get started. What does your audience need? Think about all the struggles, problems, blocks, frustrations, and desires that your students or clients have told you about. Second question, what's your expertise? Ask yourself, where are you an expert in and able to deliver solutions? And finally, what are your passions? Do certain ideas make your heart race with excitement? Do others make you feel blah? Whichever idea makes you go, yay, I can totally help out with that, more than any of the others, that is going to be the topic of your digital product. If then you have a course that people are really interested in and they get results with it, you have a home run, my friend. But coming up with your course idea is only the first step. The next is building the confidence to make the jump and go through with your idea. Is it a good idea? Will anyone care? Will anyone buy it? You can listen to your intuition, meditate on it, or ask your tarot cards, but truth be told, you'll never know with 100% certainty how well your product will do until you actually open up shop. That's why it's so important to validate your idea before investing too much time and money in creating your product. So you should interview your potential customers, really get clear on their problems and what they need, and if you can help them, that's one possibility to validate your idea. Step number 2 is to outline your online course and decide on the name and price. In your course outline, you decide on what will be included in your course. You don't just want to dump a lot of content on your students because even if it's a lot and valuable and the most amazing content ever, without a clear structure, it's not going to sell. You know it. There's so much free information out there. People buy courses because they want a shortcut, they want a clear plan, someone to show them the way. A course that doesn't promise a result will not sell. People want a transformation. If your course is not clear on what that is, they won't buy. This is actually a mistake I made with my first online course. I offered a lot of great content on how to build an online business, but there was no clear end result, no promise of where it would take you. I mean, there was in a way, but it was a bit vague. I think I was actually scared to promise too much, and that's why I focused on the content and adding more and more to the course. And guess what? It didn't sell very well. So come up with a system or a process that gets your students to the finish line, which is the result you're promising, as quickly as possible. Now, when it comes to your course name, I like to keep it simple. Your course name should describe the course itself, what people can expect from it. I would always choose clarity over cleverness here. You want people to easily understand what your course is about. Regarding the price, you don't have to decide on the final price just yet if you find that difficult, but it's helpful if you have an idea in what price range your course will be. Online courses come in a variety of prices, often ranging from $100 to $1,000 or more. The main point here to take into consideration is to focus on the value you're giving, not on the amount of content you're delivering. You want your course to be affordable to your ideal audience, but the price high enough that it conveys value and, of course, that it's worth it for you putting in all the time and effort to create it. In step three, you are focusing on list building, so you'll have an audience to sell your online course to. A lot of people think you need a big email list to launch an online course. And while that is helpful, I've seen many examples of people who launched to a super small list and got great results. I actually just worked with a client who had only 1,600 people on her email list and earned over $20,000 with her first online course. Still, you want to have an email list, and I recommend that you have at least between 250 and 500 subscribers on it. And this step is going to help you get there. You create a freebie or lead magnet that people get when they sign up to your email list, and that's directly related to your online course. That not only will help you grow your email list with the right people, it will also help you validate your idea. Because if no one is interested in your freebie, you might have to go back to the drawing board and rethink your course idea, right? Your freebie can be a mini course or a guide or a workbook. It should be aligned with your course idea. For example, the first step someone needs to take to see the transformation you are promising with your course. Moving on to step number four. Now that you're starting to get people signing up for your freebie, you want to keep them interested. Before you proceed with creating the content for your online course, planning your launch and all that, I want you to focus on attracting and engaging with the people who hopefully will eventually buy your course. That's where your weekly free content comes in. Yep, while working on your online course at the same time, you have to create free content, for example, blog posts or Facebook Lives or a podcast. I recommend that you create a content calendar that leads up to your launch where you plan out every piece of content you want to create each week. The goal is to help you build momentum before you begin your launch and to build trust and establish you as the expert. Step number five. Now you're moving on to crafting your course package. You outlined your course content and decided on the name and price. Now you're taking a step back to look at the big picture and decide on everything that needs to go into your course package that makes your audience think, I have to have that. This means title, description, bonuses, payment options, guarantee terms, and all that. This will truly add some insight in terms of how you want to teach the content. It's all totally intertwined. Step number six is to actually create your course content. This is where you shoot and edit your course videos, write your scripts, and all that. Before you dive in here, I want you to remember your course promise. Your job is to teach your students what they need to know to get the results you are promising. I don't think I'm a world-class teacher, but I'm always aiming at improving my teaching skills because I want my students to get results. This should always be your number one goal. It's not about creating tons of content and sharing everything you know. It's about getting your students results in the fastest way possible. This is really important. Look at your outline and see where maybe you added some fluff that isn't needed to get results or where a step is missing. Don't get hung up here on the quality of your recordings or editing. It's really about the content and the transformation. You can film great videos with any iPhone these days. You don't even need an expensive microphone, though I would say that sound quality is probably even more important than the video quality. And good lighting will make a big difference too if you will be on camera, so try to get some inexpensive ring lights or find a place with good natural light. Now, depending on how much content you have to create, this step could take between 2 and 4 weeks. But you don't have to finish creating all your content before you move on if that feels overwhelming. You can start with creating the content for your first module and then pre-sell the course. So you sell it and then you finish creating the content and drip it week by week to your new students. Okay, step number 7. Now it's finally time to decide on your course platform. Yes, all the other steps should come first. Why? Because now you have a much better picture of what you need. I know that deciding on the platform for your online course is something that most of us want to do first. And it's something that you can spend a lot of time on. And that's what I don't want you to do. I want you to focus on the important stuff first, your course topic and content. Where you host your online course really isn't going to make or break your success. Nobody's going to buy your course because it looks pretty on a certain platform. I mean, obviously you want to appear professional and provide the best experience for your students possible, and you also want it to be easy for yourself to set everything up, but it's easy to fall into a rabbit hole here. When you sign up for trials for every course platform there is, search hundreds of Facebook posts and basically spend the majority of your time making this decision, you, my friend, are procrastinating. You are stepping back from taking massive action, which is really creating your content. So here's what I've done and what I recommend you do too. Take a few hours up to a day to educate yourself about different options, like hosting your course content on your WordPress website, Kajabi, Teachable, Namastream, Thinkific. There are many options, and you can go to susannereika.com/online course roadmap to download this roadmap, and you'll find links to all these platforms. I also include the link in the show notes, so you'll find it there as well. Next, narrow your selection down to 3 max, and then make a decision. I use Teachable for my courses and membership, and I'm super happy with it. I totally recommend it and teach how to use it in my course. So I have my website on WordPress, ConvertKit for my emails, and Teachable for payments and to host my course member sites. Moving on to step number 8. Now that you've decided on where you're going to host your course, you can create your sales page. Many platforms have page builders to build your sales page, for example, Kajabi or Teachable do. In Teachable, it's actually really easy to design your sales page. Actually, the whole setting up of your school and course is very easy and intuitive. You can also build your sales page in WordPress or Squarespace if you use that, and link to the checkout page in Teachable. This is what I'm doing. So I design my sales pages in WordPress, but then I'm a website designer and I really like WordPress. Now, what should you put on your sales page? On your sales page, you introduce your online course to the world. The goal is to get your customer to take action and to buy. This is a very important step. Your sales page can mean the difference between someone purchasing your product or ignoring it. The main point to remember is that people won't buy your course because of what's included, like this many videos and this many workbooks and this many coaching sessions. They buy because they want the results. It's important that you start with emphasizing the benefits of your course and not just the features. So talk about what will people get out of it? What's their end result? What's the transformation? What are you promising? That's what you need on a great sales page that converts. Step number 9 is to set up your course in your chosen course platform. You upload the videos, all the documents, instructions, and all that. Don't forget to add things like a welcome page with information for your new students where to start, so they don't feel overwhelmed but excited to get started. And also don't forget to test everything, like really buy your course yourself and see if everything works. Step 10 is to prepare your launch. You write your sales emails and social media posts, scripts or notes for going live, maybe even plan some Facebook ads. And then step 11, you launch your online course like a boss. You can do a webinar for your launch or a free challenge or just send some strategic emails and do a few Facebook lives. And that's it. That's how you create and launch an online course in 11 steps or in 12 weeks. Now, if all of this sounds like a lot, you're right, it is. But the amazing thing about online courses is that once you've created your course, you can sell it again and again and make money for months or even years to come. This could be your answer to free up your time personally, so you work smarter, not harder, so you have more freedom and flexibility in your life. My online courses are what allows me to live in Bali half of the year and work from home, which I love. I can't imagine going back to a typical office job where I have to sit at a desk for 8 hours a day, no matter how much I have to do. If that's what you want for your life too, now's the perfect time to get started. Are you excited? Now, when you want to get the full roadmap to create an online course with all the steps I just outlined, I prepared it as a PDF document for you, and I'll add the link in the show notes. You can also go to susannereiker.com/onlinecourseroadmap. I hope you'll find it helpful. And if you want someone to teach you step by step how to create your first online course, I have a program, the Blissful Biz Accelerator, and I include a link to this in the show notes as well. And finally, I also have an exciting announcement. I'm hosting a challenge where I teach you how to come up with an idea for your online course. We are starting on January 13th, and you can sign up on susannereiker.com/challenge. So I would love for you to join and help you come up with an amazing idea for your online course. So go to susannereiker.com/challenge. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.